Blog Talk Radio.
Out of existential being dead. Jesus taught about forgiveness. He taught his own. He wanted his own to understand the importance of forgiveness. And what forgiveness does, and what lack of forgiveness, or what unforgiveness does to life. Unforgiveness destroys life and dedicates life. It reduces life to something that is woefully less life. In Matthew 18:21, we read, "Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times." The rabbi said seven times. Jesus saith unto him, "I say not unto thee until seven times." So he sits himself above the authority of the religious. Sits himself above the history of rabbinic teaching, sits himself over and above Rabbi Shemaiah, and Rabbi Hillel, two other schools, to say not unto the seven times, but until 70 times seven. And then Jesus teaches the parable. Verse 23, "Therefore, the kingdom of heaven like to a certain king which would take account of his servants, and when he had begun to reckon, one was brought to him which owed him 10,000 talents, modern equivalent would be $10 million. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and payment made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord that was moved with compassion and loosed him as the language and loosed him and forgave him that. But when the same servant went out and found one of his old servants, which owed him 100 pence, he laid his hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay ye that thou owest, or the equivalent of $20. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he did not, and cast him into prison till he should be dead. That was the language, cast him into prison until he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told to their lord all that was done in greater. Then his lord, after that he had called him and said to him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors, so he should pay all that was due unto him. Notice what Jesus states in verse 35. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. This is very powerful. Remember, Matthew, the book of Matthew was written by an individual who had been a tax collector. He, the Spirit of God, wrote this handbook, this first handbook on faith. So, we have, so what is forgiveness? A fame. It means to release someone from a debt that can never, ever be repaid. Once again, fame. It means to release or to send off from one a debt that can never be repaid. So, what happens to those who do not forgive, who do not release? Well, according to the word God, for Matthew 18, these individuals are delivered to the tormentors. So they pay all the debt. Notice what Jesus said in the street. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your heart forgive not, forgive not everyone his brothers and trespasses. What do you do with this teaching? Stanford University has the Forgiveness Project, and they are doing great research on the power and the necessity of forgiveness in our daily lives. People who do not forgive have heart problems. They have other systemic and physiological problems. They also have mental problems that accompany the lack of forgiveness. There are various words in the Greek text that speak about what happens to individuals do not obey the word of God about forgiveness and the habits of death. Here's the thing. Those who do not forgive do not understand that the prison or prisons that they have designed for those whom they choose not to forgive, they themselves are incarcerated with those individuals. The sentence that they have passed on those who sinned against them, they serve the individual. They serve the sentence with them. The person who offended you has probably gone on and these individuals with lives, but you are stuck in the past. You are stuck, and you've been stuck so long you don't know how to get free. You've had that anger so long, you've had that bitterness so long, you don't know how to get free. You may possibly be ill, but you think it's from some dead instead of the real off, and that is, you have not forgiven, you have been forgiven, you have not let go of that off. God says, you must forgive, or you will be imprisoned. But you have failed to forgive. See how that equation works? You see how that recipe works? Do you understand the algorithm that has been set out here in the Word for us by the Word of Life? Please understand. Please get to that free app to help you. I want you to be safe. Your life can be wonderful. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.